הקבוצות התורניות שלנו,
Tens and Duty, the Asia, Africa and Turkey groups in Asia, please.
Dear friends, good morning. As I was given an opportunity to give inspiration for today's preparations for our morning lesson, as our primary obligations to come to the morning lesson, aside from other obligations that every 10 in the group have to perform. This is our life, whatever, wherever goal we lead us into, as long as we are all together and within the guidance of our Rav. Dear friends, upwardly, we have to rely on each other as we can feel that we are getting into despair or enjoy in the performance of our obligations as we are getting into a clear picture gradually that we will come eventually into a prayer and to transcend into authenticity of our love of each other and to the whole of humanity that will give contentment upon Him. And at this period of time, on what is happening to the world, especially to our friends from China, to Owen and his group, our thoughts and prayer. Thank you, and I will pass the microphone to Australia.
בוקר טוב. אין מצב מאושר בעולמו של אדם, אלא בשעה שמוצא עצמו כמיואש מכוחותיו.
There is no happier situation in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about it, the Lord is high and the low will see. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole and he is granted by his generous hand. Again. There's no happier situation in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about that the Lord is high and the low will see. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole and he is granted by his generous hand. Baal Sulam.
Africa, bevakasha.
Africa, please.
Africa.
Yeah. How do you deal with despair? This is a workshop question, please. How do we despair to be able to raise a true prayer from the bottom of our heart? Workshop question, please. How do we despair to be able to raise a true prayer from the bottom of our heart? Good friends. Workshop question.
In our work for the Ten and through it to the Creator.
Yeah, making efforts to realize Rabash's advice in the Ten in connection by which you give contentment to the Creator, and your efforts bring you to despair.
We're not aimed at reaching despair. It's not that I reach despair, it's my will to receive. It's the lack of strength from my own to succeed in the goal. It's not the same despair that we're talking about. And then it turns out that with the strength of the society, we can uplift and strengthen the fact that even in the state of darkness and doubt and insecurity, we grow stronger and we uplift this. And it's not a negative thing, or then to really give strength to the friends. It testifies to our ability to advance and our mutual help and support. That's what's required of us as a group, to allow the individual, to give the individual, rather.
Everything we learned, all of the Kabbalists' advice, we simply bow our head. If you can work without a head, even better. And we do all we can, pulling forward. So Kabbalists say that there are different states that will come across, like despair, like inner outcry. It's on the way. It could happen now, it could happen in a moment, but what we have to focus on is the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the goal, and to pray as much as we can for the Creator to reveal Himself among us. Exactly, it's something that you have to go through. Yeah, through all of our efforts, whatever we can, trying to reach connection. This entire process leads us to despair, to a real cry. And by seeing a true state that we're not in connection, this will actually lead us to the prayer and the outcry.
Yeah, everything that's in a man's hands to do, he must do. Subjugate himself towards the Ten, come to all the lessons, come to all the congresses, enter all the group's activities from on the outside and also inside, in the heart, and to reach the goal.
And the despair is in relation to what the efforts that a person makes. That then he can really devote himself to the Creator, and this gives him joy that he has nothing of his own, but only that he can dedicate himself to the Creator.
Turkey, please.
Turkey, please.
Turkey.
Okay. Silent workshop. Entering the lesson with one intention, one prayer, for the light that reform to connect us and enter spirituality. Yes, one more. Silent workshop. Entering the lesson with one intention, one prayer, for the light that reform to connect us and enter spirituality.
Shem Chazal Ve'yamet li becha Ve'yamet li becha Ve'kabel Hashem Kabel Hashem Chazak ve'yamet li becha Chazak ve'yamet li becha וקבל השם קבל השם חזר ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם